the best of Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
Hello, Jennifer. Thank you so much for coming on with us today.
Of course. No problem. It's my pleasure.
So tell us about your date with Frank.
Sure. Yeah, we went out for a barbecue. I suggested it.
Nice.
I was sort of in the mood for it. And I don't know. I know it's not like the best first date food, but, I was just kind of in the mood for it.
You were in the mood for some ribs?
Yeah.
Okay. I get it. Well, did Frank seem to have a fun time?
I think so. I don't really know what was going on in his head, but I think he had a good time. Yeah.
Did he drop any hints that maybe he wasn't? Anything at all that you noticed?
He was looking at his phone a lot. I did pick up on that at one point, I did mention, I said, I just asked him what he was looking at.
And he said?
He said nothing.
Oh.
Looking at nothing, yeah.
Oh my. Well, nothing sounds a little suspicious. Did you happen to see what he was looking at all? Or would it be too obvious?
Oh, no. No, after I said something, he put his phone away after that.
So. Oh. Okay. Well, hopefully it's nothing, but you never know. We'll give him a call and find out what's going on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Frank?
Yes, speaking. Mask is calling.
This is Mandy from Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How can I help you?
Well, Jennifer, your date, contacted us about having a hard time getting in touch with you. Is there a reason why you haven't really called her back?
I feel really stupid.
Why? Why do you feel stupid?
Because we went out to this barbecue place, which is fine, but I don't know. I just feel stupid.
Well, you shouldn't feel stupid. Did something happen? You fall off the chair?
No. I'm just embarrassed because I just started a diet, and she really wanted to go get some barbecue.
And you had a cheat day. So was that like your cheat day, and then your stomach hurt or something, or?
No, it wasn't stomach problems or anything. That's not really what I'm embarrassed about. She caught me using a calorie counter. And I feel like a moron.
What? You shouldn't. Why are you embarrassed by that? That's not embarrassing. Definitely
no,
not a reason.
I just, I'm out with this really cute girl and she's hanging out with me and I'm looking at my stupid calorie counter and it's just embarrassing. I don't know.
I mean, she tried calling you, so why didn't you pick up? I mean, I know you were embarrassed, but still, she's calling you, so that has to mean something, right?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I've never had to go on a diet before, and it's making me, I'm feeling really embarrassed, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I don't want to make you feel worse or more embarrassed, but I actually have Jennifer on the line with us. She really wants to go out again, so there's no reason to feel bad, Jennifer.
I didn't even know what you were looking at, so I'm no judgment here,
Yeah, okay.
And I'd like to see you again.
I would love to see you again too. I just, I'm sorry. I just felt really dumb.
Don't feel dumb. People go on diets all the time, and honestly, I thought you were doing, something way worse, like texting another girl or something. Sort of relieved that you're counting calories.
Trust me, definitely not talking to anybody else.
So do you guys want to go on another date?
Well, yeah, I mean, I do. Can we go somewhere, healthier than barbecue?
Yeah, I'd love that. That'd be great.
Cool, we got a second date. This is awesome. Well, I'm glad I can make this work out for you guys.
Thanks, Mandy.
Thank you.
You're 106.3.